Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, we are continuing to look at that text in Galatians 5:14 about the law of love. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. We started by examining the reason to love, which is that it fulfills God's law. We have looked at the meaning of love, which is to serve one another. And yesterday, we examined the object of love, which is our neighbor. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Neighbor being, as we learned yesterday, anybody that God brings into our life, whether they are a personal friend, a member of the family, a member of our community, a member of our race or a different race, a fellow countryman, or a foreigner. An illegal immigrant. Well, that's a touchy subject. And since I raised it, I guess I ought to follow through on it. Do I believe that illegal immigrants ought to be allowed to remain in our country without any accountability? No, I don't. Do I think that illegal immigrants ought to be allowed to stay in our country rather than be deported if they are discovered? No, I don't think that we ought to allow people to remain in our country illegally who've come in illegally. It seems like some people have a great deal of difficulty understanding what laws are for. We live in a lawless society, don't we? And the prevailing idea of most Americans, it seems to me, is that a law is only binding if I agree with it. If I like it, if I think it's a good law, if I accept it, if I agree with it, then I am committed to obeying it, but otherwise, no, I'm not going to obey it if I don't agree with it. Well, there are a lot of problems with that. Obviously, that is going to create a very chaotic situation in society, and that's one reason why we have such a huge problem with the immigration issue. A lot of people just don't seem to care whether these people have broken the law or not. That's beside the point. That's got nothing to do with it. No, it has a lot to do with it. In fact, in many ways, I guess it has everything to do with it. There is a difference between a legal immigrant and an illegal immigrant. However, even an illegal immigrant deserves our help if they are in need, if they are, like in the parable of the Good Samaritan, beaten and left by the side of the road, we ought to help them. We ought to get them out of the ditch. We ought to give them food. We ought to give them water. We ought to help them. They are a fellow human being. They are our neighbor in that sense. And the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. That doesn't mean that we condone their illegality. That doesn't mean that we do not call them into accountability. We might help them out of the ditch, save their life, and turn them over to immigration authorities. I haven't been put in that personal situation myself, so I don't know exactly what I would do. I haven't really thought that through to the fullest extent. But no, I'm not condoning illegal immigration, but I'm saying we are not allowed as Christians to have animosity in our heart, to build up hatred in our heart to such an extent, or to any extent, we are not allowed to build up hatred in our heart and then fail to treat them as our neighbor and fail to love them. When the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself, a study of scriptures makes it clear that a neighbor is anybody that God brings into your life. And if God brings an illegal alien into your life who needs your help, then you offer him your help. And by doing that, you discharge the law of love toward him. That's what love means, to serve him according to his need. Now, one further statement. You say, well, what you're saying in essence is that to love my neighbor means I'm to love everybody. There's really nobody that I'm permitted to hate. Right. Christ dealt with that, you remember, in the Sermon on the Mount. You have heard that it has been said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say unto you, and Christ corrected that, you can't do that. I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the sons of your Father in heaven. In other words, that you can be like God. You are a child of God? Then be like your Father. Be like God in this regard. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. In other words, he helps people who are evil as well as helping people who are good. He helps people who are not friendly toward him, even as he helps those who are his children, who love him and serve him. He helps both categories in various ways, and he calls upon his people to do the same. Love your neighbor and hate your enemy? No. Love your neighbor, love your enemy, is what Christ said. So the bottom line is that there really isn't anybody in all the world that we are permitted to hate. We have to love everyone, don't we, if we're going to obey the Lord. But, of course, in practical terms, it doesn't mean a great deal, because most of the 6+ billion people in all the world I will never meet, will never come in contact with, will never have any occasion to speak to them, to interact with them, to do anything in regard to them, good or ill. I just am not going to come into contact with but really just a few thousands of the literally billions of people who are in all the world. So where do I begin with this command to love my neighbor in a practical way, to demonstrate my love by helping them, by ministering to them, by reaching out to them? Where do I begin in this vast world of 6+ billion people? You begin with the house of God. You begin with the church. That's what the Bible would indicate. You begin with the people of God. And then you go on from there to others. The Bible consistently teaches that Christians are to begin to fulfill their obligation toward others with the church of God, and then beyond that, to the world. Sometimes the impression is given that it ought to be the other way around, that our first concern ought to be the world. Our first concern ought to be those who are lost. Our first concern ought to be those who are on the mission field, for example. That's where our responsibility, duty, our focus, our efforts ought to begin. But the Bible tells us opposite. I'm looking now at Romans chapter 12, verse 9, be kindly affectioned to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another. And that's just one of many statements. Verse 16, be of the same mind toward one another. This one anothering begins with the people of God and then moves on to those who are beyond the church. So, you want to know in practical terms where to begin to love your neighbor? Start with your fellow believer in your church. Start there. Find somebody in your church who has a need and help them. In an act of love, deliberate kindness, a decision, a volitional decision on your part, think of what you can do that would be helpful to that person, and be the agent of God to help them. That's where you start, loving your neighbor as yourself. But the text goes on. It teaches us other things. And it teaches us not only the object of our love, namely our neighbor, but it also teaches us the measure of love. And what is that? As yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's the measure of love. And what do you mean by that? That means you work at loving your neighbor as much as you love yourself. That's what it means. I say you work at it because I don't know if anybody ever achieves this in this life. When we're entirely sanctified in heaven, I'm sure we will all be able to do this. We'll do it naturally. We will do it. We will love others as much as we love ourselves. But that doesn't come easy. Why? Because by nature, we love ourselves the most. We love others less than ourselves. But the Bible consistently teaches us that we must learn to love others as much as ourselves. And that's what this says. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now, that is not saying, as some people have taught, that before we can act properly toward others, we have to first learn to love ourselves. The Bible tells us that we already love ourselves. Where do we get this crazy notion that we don't love ourselves enough? Actually, the Bible is teaching us over and over that our problem is that we love ourselves too much. Now, let's start loving our neighbor as much as we already love ourselves. We don't have to learn to love ourselves more. We already do that. We have to learn others as much as we already love ourselves. You say, well, I don't love myself as much as I ought to. I have this kind of self-loathing and so forth. Well, there may be aspects of your life that you're unhappy with, and probably so. That's part of the human condition in this fallen world and the fact that we're all fallen sons of Adam. But here's the point. When you get hungry, what do? You feed yourself. When you get cold, what do? You do whatever you can to make yourself warm. You provide additional clothing for yourself, or you provide a shelter for yourself. You get out of the cold. When you are in pain, what do? You find some remedy for pain if you can. If it's within your power to do it, that's what you do. Now, the point is, that's the evidence of your love for yourself. There's many other things, of course, but that's some basic evidences of it. Now, the point is, do the same thing toward others. What do you mean? If you know somebody who's hungry, help them find some food. Give them some food. If you know somebody who's cold, needs shelter, then help them with that need. If you know somebody's in pain, then help them to relieve the pain. That's what you do, to love your neighbor as yourself. The things that you would do for yourself, to the extent of your power to do them, to relieve your hunger, to relieve your cold, to relieve your pain, the things that you would normally do for yourself, because you do love yourself enough to do those things, then just do those for others, as much as you would do it for yourself. Well, that's a pretty high standard. But that brings it right down in practical terms to where we live and helps to explain what it is we're supposed to be doing and the measure of love that God's Word requires. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.